Hello, my friends, and welcome back for this week's episode of the Perkei Avos podcast. Hope you are well. And before we begin, if you enjoy this podcast, you might also like my other podcast on the Parsha of the Week. You can search for it by looking for the Practical Parsha podcast or looking in the show notes below. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, would like just to reach out, to say hello, introduce yourself, I don't bite, please feel free to send me an email at rabbishlomokohn@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. For this week, we're continuing with Perek Beis Mishnah Chaf, Chapter 2, Mishnah 20. Now the Mishnah begins, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Hayom katzer v'hamalocha meruba v'hapoyalim atzelim v'aschar harbe u'bal habayis dochek. So I'm going to go through them one by one. Rabbi Tarfon says, the day is short, the task is abundant, the laborers are lazy, the reward is great, and the master of the house is insistent. So we have a very short Mishnah with a few different points to it, short and sweet. Rabbi Tarfon's giving us some bullet points, I guess, for us to learn from. And the first idea which Rabbi Tarfon explains to us, he tells us, is this idea of Hayom Katzer. The day is short. You know, there used to be an ad, and I'm sure some of you could tell me the ad. Ad for the Army or maybe the Marines, you know, we get more done by 9 o'clock than some people do in the rest of their day, right? They show to, you know, join the Marines, they get more done by 9 a.m. than the amount of work people get done in their entire day. Trying to say that they were very expeditious, very efficient with their time, and they knew how to accomplish in a very short amount of time many things. You know, and many times as well, you know, when it comes to the day, we have these grand plans of what we're going to do and what we're going to accomplish. And many times we get caught up with things. Things happen. Things come up that we didn't expect to come up. And when it comes to the end of the day, which seems to fly right by our eyes, we haven't even completed a quarter of the amount of tasks that we wanted to set out to do. Right? It's the day is short. The day is short. And there's an expression, I think I might have mentioned it before, but it's worthwhile to say it again, is that sometimes we overestimate how much we could accomplish in a day and underestimate how much we can accomplish in 5 years. Meaning a day is limited. It is limited. It's a, you know, there's only a certain amount of time in the day and there's only a certain amount of things you can get done in a day. And we have to be realistic with what we need to do. But the Mishnah, what the Mishnah is focusing on here, what Rabbi Tarfon is teaching us, is a concept that the day, when it refers to the day being short, it's not referring to the day, that our day, the 24-hour, you know, clock. It's more on a deeper level, it's referring to life. That just like the day is short, life is short. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more, maybe a little later on, significance of that. But the first thing we have to remember is that time. We have limited time on this earth, and we have to maximize the opportunities we have with the time that's given to us. Recently, I was in this Lego store, and you know, apparently Lego is not just for kids anymore. It's for adults. Fine, it's okay with me. And when I was in the store with my kids, there was an adult there, someone maybe in his 60s or so. And he started talking to me about Lego, how he enjoys to do it, and asked me if I'd make Legos. And I just said, I don't really have time for Legos. But, you know, he was telling me why he enjoys Legos. Says it's a great way to kill time. It's says you start making these Legos. Next thing you know, hours have passed by. And I thought to myself, like, you know, maybe feeling bad for this person a little bit, that he has nothing to do with his life except kill time. He needs a hobby just to let the time pass by. You know, obviously, I'm not saying, you know, sometimes we need distractions in our life to take our mind off other things. But when we're looking for things just to we're not looking to be productive. We're just looking to just get rid of time. You know, I'm not talking about something a person needs something to ear out to let their mind just to let their minds veg for a little bit. I'm not talking about that. That's understandable. That's okay. But just for, you know, when a person had that break already, they had that relaxation and looking for a way just to blow through time, that's something we don't do. And now, obviously, you know, I sound like I'm criticizing this individual, but the truth is, I, in my own way, and you and every one of us, we all do the same thing in different ways. Maybe we don't build Lego, but maybe we look at our phone and play games. Maybe we just read articles online and go through one thing to the next. Each person could fill in the blanks of what we do to kill time. You know, obviously there's, like I said before, there's sometimes people need to relax, take a breather. But, you know, we all know the difference when we get sucked in. Just one more article, just one more game. And, you know, when it becomes too much, that's killing time. And we have to remember, as Jews, we're not looking to kill time. Time is a gift. You have to use it wisely. Use it well. It's precious. Every moment is precious. And the reason why it's precious is that now is the time for us to gain Torah and mitzvos before we go on to the next world. An example that's given for us to help us understand this concept is that imagine for a moment you had access to the king's treasury for 24 hours. Or better yet, the government decided that you're the lucky winner and you have 24 hours to go into Fort Knox and to take whatever you want from there. Gold, silver, cash, 24 hours. Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't sleep. I would keep working the entire night, not wasting a single moment of the opportunity that I have to get all the gold and the silver. Right? That's what most people probably do. They would not stop realizing the preciousness of the short amount of time that you have with this opportunity. They wouldn't want to waste a single moment. Now, understanding this mushel, this parable, is very simple. Right? We have a limited amount of time on this world. 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. Thank God we're living longer lives. But still, in the realm of things, it's not so much time. It's not so much time. And now is our opportunity to get the gold and silver, to do the mitzvos, to learn Torah, to do acts of chesed and kindness towards other people. Because once we pass on, we don't have the opportunity anymore. Then's the time that we reap the reward that we gained. But now is the time to work for that reward. And obviously, we know that it's not just the reason why we do mitzvah is not because of the reward, but it's also because of the life that we're going to live, the elevated life we're going to live, and making the world a better place and elevating the people around us. But we know that this is part of the equation as well, that now is the opportunity to do these things and accomplish, because later on, we're not going to have that chance. So being said, we should always have the opportunity, keep in mind that being productive, you know, and we all know the days that we are productive feels much better than the days that we did nothing, because it feels good to be productive. Now, to make this practical for all of us, you know, there's different things that you could do to sort of use your time wisely. If you have a commute, maybe think about listening to a Torah class on the way somewhere. You know, I myself, when I run, a lot of times I like listening to music. But sometimes, I'm not going to say every time, I try to start off my run with a Torah class. Because I think to myself, It's important. Try to learn. It's like learning extra. Push yourself, Shlomo, to try to learn a little bit more. I'm not going to say I win the battle every time, but it's an ideal that I try to have that part of my run should be at least a Torah class that I'm listening to. And that's one example. Everyone has their own times where they could try to maximize those moments, those opportunities for some extra connection, extra learning, extra davening, and not just let it slip away. That's point number one. The second thought of the Mishnah is v'hamalacha merubah, that the work is much. That when a person is born in this world, usually when there's a certain amount of work, it's a defined amount of work, and it has to get done. And once it gets done, you completed the task at hand, and you're good. When it comes to servicing God, and I don't want to say this statement and scare anyone, because it's really, it should be empowering, not scary, is that the mission, the job that we have from the day that we're born till the day that we die is a never-ending job. There's no such thing as a person saying, I learned it already, and I'm good. And I don't need to learn it again. Right? I learned the Parsha. I learned the Talmud. I did it because no matter how well you learned it the first time, you could always learn it on a deeper level the second time. And no matter how well you learned it the second time, you could learn it even a deeper level the third time. And it's never ending because the Torah is something which doesn't have a limit to it. So obviously it's something which is divine and something which is, it's infinite. And since it's infinite, there's never an end to it. So the point is that no one has a quote-unquote excuse in saying, I learned already. I'm done. I did my part. It's a lifetime of work. And actually, we know that it's that study itself. It's not about finishing. And this is really the next Mishnah, which we're going to get to, which is really follows into this Mishnah as well. We'll get to it next week. Is that it's not necessarily about finishing. It's about doing your part, doing the best you can. But the first thing we have to know is that there's a lot to be done. The day is short, and there's much to be done. Va'apoyalim atzelim. And the workers are lazy. That's referring to me, to you, to every human being. Man is made up of dirt, right? We learned in Parshas Bereishis, the Torah portion of Bereishis, that God took man from the earth and blew breath into him. He blew the godly soul into man that gives us life. But our source, we come from the ground. And the very nature of earth is heaviness, is no movement, is staying in the same place. AKA, this is also known as laziness. That human beings, their instinct, their innate desire is to be lazy. Now, you might have just thought it was just you, but it's not just you. It's me. It's everybody. Now, some people are more lazy than other people. For some people, it's easier to overcome their lazy state or their lazy tendencies. But we all have it. We all feel like we don't want to work. It's hard for us to go forward. It's hard for us to move. We like staying in the same place because that's who we are. We come from Earth. And Earth means laziness. And the Mishnah is telling us that this is the nature of a person. A person shouldn't think that, it's too hard for me. I can't do it, because that's how everybody is. We have to overpower that desire. I never fully understood this a lot until, again, when I was running one time. And many times when you run or you do exercise, you don't want to do it. But sometimes the reason why you don't want to do it, you have a good reason for it. You're tired. The weather is not too nice to do exercise, or there's other external things on your mind. But sometimes there's no excuses and you still don't want to do it. You're not tired, nothing on your mind. The weather's nice. Why don't you want to do exercise? That's laziness. That's the nature of man right there. And we have to remember that this is our nature, And we need to overpower that nature. We have to be the ones to, you know, we use our mind, you know, over our heart, over our instincts, that we know, since it's, number one is the day is short and there's much work. And we know where naturally is. We have to overpower that thought to push ourselves to accomplish. It really ties in to the next point of the Mishnah, because the next line in the Mishnah is Vaschar Harbe. The reward is great. That a person, Va'ubal HaBayis Doichik, and this is the last idea of the Mishnah, we read it together, is the master of the house is insistent. So number one is, Hashem is going to give us reward for the effort, for everything we do. And we know that the reward we get is based on the effort we put in. It's not necessarily about results. That's because that's not in our hands to get results or not. We just have to try. Ubal HaBayis Doichik, and that the master of the house is insistent, means to say is that there's an accounting for every single thing that we do when we come up to after 120, at whenever our time is, we're going to have to give an accounting for all the good and all the not good things that we did. And there's nothing being forgotten. But at the same time, obviously, God is we have the ability to do teshuva. But the point which I want to bring out from this is, you know, nothing scary, but really a beautiful thought, is that when it comes to the reward and it comes to our relationship with Hashem, that he wants that we have to perform, we have to do the mitzvos, we have the responsibilities that we have to perform for Hashem. I mean, he's done so much for us, but the relationship that we have with God as our quote unquote boss is different than a regular relationship with our regular employer. A regular boss, if you don't do your job, fine. So you get fired or you don't get paid, and that's the end of the story. He doesn't necessarily care that you should be successful or not. That's not his outlook. He wants his company to be successful. I'm sure there are some bosses that want their employees to be successful and feel good, but ultimately their benefit, their biggest concern is that the company should be successful. With Hashem, he is different. Hashem wants us to be successful. He wants us to reach our potentials. And actually, that's why he pushes us, he puts a little pressure onto us, because pressure is sometimes, or not too much of it always, we don't want to be overloaded, is the way that human beings become great. You know, someone was just telling me recently, I just heard this, you know, obviously this whole tragedy in Israel that's happened, still going on as of this recording. You know, unfortunately, this is not something which has been new to the Jewish people. We've been massacred many times, and we've come back even stronger every single time. And in fact, some of the greatest Jews and some of the greatest generations came out from these horrible events and horrible challenges that the Jewish people faced. Because of that pressure, it brought out the greatness in many people. And you see now people, how they're responding. People are pushing themselves in every different way. People, whether it be, you know, caring about other people, caring about other Jews, you know, caring about soldiers, whether it be learning extra Torah as a merit for the Jewish people, whether it be exploring their heritage for the first time, of pushing themselves to do a mitzvah. People are putting on tefillin for the first time. People lighting Shabbos candles. People want to know about Torah. Everyone's pushing themselves. Meaning God pushed us. Obviously, we're not, there's reasons why things happen. We don't understand why God lets things happen. There is a calculation. It's not for now. But sometimes these pressure points bring out the greatest Jews and the greatest people and the greatest generations. And this is something we need to remember, that Hashem's not out to get us. He's out to bring out the best in us. And he's not looking for us to fail. And he cares. He wants us to be successful, not like a regular boss who doesn't care. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to be the best we can be. Now, one other idea here, which I wanted to say before we close out this Mishnah, is that many times when we have a big task to fulfill, it could seem so overwhelming that we might not even want to start the job. We'll just give up before we even start. It's overwhelming. So the natural inclination is, and we're lazy, and there's not much time to do it. And we'll say, give up. That's it. I'm done. I'm not even going to start. Mishnah is telling us, or Tarfon is telling us, no. The reward is great. The reward is great. It's worth it to start, to try, even if you're not going to finish, you're not going to do everything you wanted to do. It's so great and so worthwhile. Just try. Just start. Just do the best you can. And we know that ultimately, and this is, we've said this many times, success is not in our hands. We just have to try. And we shouldn't let that feeling of despair and this overwhelmingness hold us back. We just got to take that first step. And God willing, Hashem will help us succeed. And we know we just need to try to do our best. And God willing, we will succeed. And next week, we'll talk about a little bit more this idea that the next Mishnah 21 also is a continuation of this last Mishnah from Rabbi Tarfon. Focuses in more on this idea of doing what you can. And we'll talk about that more next week. But for now, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out to me at Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, KOHN, at gmail.com. Have a great day.